This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. On Capitol Hill here in Washington, public testimony is underway in the U.S. President Donald Trump's conduct in office. The day's two witnesses, William Taylor, the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and George Kent, who oversees Ukraine affairs at the State Department. The former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, will testify on Friday, with eight more witnesses scheduled for next week. All of this is centered on allegations that President Trump abused his authority in his dealings with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky, an alleged quid pro quo to benefit Mr. Trump's domestic political standing. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talked about the mood going into this week's impeachment hearings.
Prayerful, thoughtful, and actually sad today that our country has to come to a place where the president doesn't understand that Article 2 does not say that he can do whatever he wants.
For his part, President Trump is expressing disinterest.
I did not watch it. I'm too busy to watch it. It's a witch hunt. It's a hoax. I'm too busy to watch it. So I'm sure I'll get a report. There's nothing. I have not been briefed, no.
The U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says he is optimistic about the prospects for the American economy.
Looking ahead, my colleagues and I see a sustained expansion of economic activity, a strong labor market, and inflation near our symmetric 2% objective as most likely.
Powell also said he did not envisage another U.S. interest rate cut this year and added that his policymakers are aware of economic risks ahead. Israeli forces have carried out new airstrikes on Gaza, while militants Israel. Palestinian health officials and Islamic Jihad said the Israeli attacks killed two people, raising the death toll to 18 since the latest round of violence began on Tuesday when an Israeli air assault killed an Islamic Jihad commander. To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. From